Oops. Ready?
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What is our contact info?
We have an Instagram, TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I have a confession.
Ooh, I love confessions.
So I know exactly how much to tip, what's appropriate when it comes to restaurants.
What do you do? What's the percent? What do you always do?
I always do 20.
Same.
Unless, like, and I never tip zero unless the waitress was to, like, dump the food on me, like, on purpose kind of a thing. Like, you have to be, like, real.
Real bitchy.
There's a few times where I tipped very little because they were really, really awful.
Just not attentive or did something to you or your food?
There's a race element to it. So, and you can tell. It was very obvious. So,
that's impressive you tipped them at all.
Yeah. So I always tip 20% if service is really bad and like I could see it's the server just not caring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers me. I'll watch the server and if she's running around with her head like, you know, she's like trying to get it, you know, you're
yeah,
in the weeds.
Yeah, slammed.
She's slammed. I'm like, okay, like I could see what's going on here.
Yeah.
But if you're just not great, then like I will still tip you.
Just
however,
not as much.
It occurred to me because I usually get my hair done by like a friend of mine and usually I pay her in beer and food.
So it's a trade.
I don't always tip her. Like, I mean, or we'll trade. Like I'll do pictures for her and she'll do my hair a couple times.
Yeah.
So I've never really worried about tipping so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and got my hair cut yesterday from someone new because my other friend who's in town, she's currently like not working because she got hurt. So I'm like, okay, I don't have anybody to get my hair did. Bye.
Yeah. And just a simple trim.
Yeah, I just needed a trim. So I looked up online that was closest and had really good reviews. So I went to this place and shout out to the gal, I believe Ashley. She's like,
Ashley.
Oh, she knew who I was. She's like, oh, my dad's going to be jealous. And I'm like, oh,
cute.
I'm very embarrassed. And now you get to see me. Like, you never look as bad as when you have that cape. The hairdresser cape and your hair is wet. You just look, nobody ever looks good that way, ever.
Yeah, no one does.
Anywho, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, she like recognize me, so I'm like, of course I have to tip even more because then I'd feel really rude. Or if you ever go to a restaurant and your friend's working or a friend of their friend is working,
you always try to hook it up. Or even like if you go to your job when you're off, they're your coworkers, so you want to tip well.
You have to. Or even if like whether it's for food or for anything, but what is the appropriate amount of tip? Because I was like, wait, crap, how much am I supposed to tip for a hair service? Is it the same as a restaurant? Is it 20, 18%? Is it 15%? What is?
I have no idea. And for me, my hair appointments can get expensive.
Yes.
Because I do the full meal deal. I get dyed.
To be fair,
cut.
I think you only do it like once or twice a year?
Yes. Because, well, one, it is expensive. And two, it's a process.
Yeah.
I'm there at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good chunk of my day. So I don't really do it that often as much as I should.
Fair.
But I honestly have no idea. And what helped me last time is when I got it hair, my hair done, is my boyfriend knew someone who did hair. So I go and see her. So I kind of get like this, I think, family friends discount sort of. So I always tip her really well. And I used my credit card last time and they had, you know, nowadays they turn the iPad up and they have like your options, 10%, 15%, 20%. And I immediately just did the highest one because I was like, you're a homie. I think I'm getting a discount, even if I'm not. I feel like you're still my homie and you do a really good job. So, and then I always feel really awkward anyway, not doing the highest one.
Right.
Like even when I was in Canada.
I feel like they do that on purpose.
They have the whole, like in Canada, you just like, they come up with a machine and they take your card and then they turn the machine towards you and like you could choose how much you want to tip and they give you the options. And I always feel like such, like there's so much pressure to do 20 or 25% because they're there.
I'm like, they have to have like the most ridiculously awesome service for me, like tip like 25 to 30%. And it's not so much that I'm cheap, but I'm like, I feel like 20% is more than fair.
Yeah, it's just like, really awkward when they're right there and then they print out the receipt and they immediately see mm-hmm. what they gave you because they have to give you your receipt mm-hmm. back. It makes...
But they can't spit in your food, so you're fine.
Yeah, I already ate, I already drank, gotta go.
So I decided to look up, like, how much do you tip for everything? So I found, apparently, this guy, David Ramsey. I think he's, like, a financial person.
No relation to Gordon Ramsay?
I kind of was hoping it was Gordon Ramsay. Anywho, but based on, DaveRamsey.com, it's how to tip in all situations. So I thought I'd go through the run-through, and there's quite a few of them.
Okay.
How much we should tip.
So then we all should know.
Yes, so this should be helpful. So when it comes to tipping in restaurants and grocery stores, how much should you tip the waiter? It's always a minimum of 15%.
Grocery stores?
Some people, like if they bag grocery or if they take the groceries to your car.
Oh, man, that's so old school.
Although they now have services where like you'll put it in your app. You're like, hey, just park in a specific spot and they'll can pick drop your stuff off. But we'll get to that in a sec.
I don't even know if you can tip now grocery stores.
And that's what,
I feel like you're not allowed
that's
to.
That's what some of these are saying, that some grocery stores won't let the baggers aren't, or either the baggers, and back then they used to tip the baggers.
Mm-hmm.
The baggers or the grocery delivery, you know, to your car, some their policy is to not allow tips.
Yeah.
But thanks for getting ahead, Sarah.
Sorry. I'm just predicting the future.
I know. You're pretty awesome.
15%. See, nowadays I feel like the norm is 20%,
yeah,
to be honest.
I was going to say 18. As like minimum, like 15, it's like whenever I got 15, I'm like, oh, they gave me the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I didn't
do a great job.
The restaurant
I work for, if it's, you have six or more people, you can immediately autograt, and the autograt's 20.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
But if it downs, it's one of the things that says if that does sound steep, here's the reality check. If you can't afford to leave a decent tip, then you shouldn't go to a restaurant to begin with.
True that.
Because here's the thing. How much is 20% of 100? It's $20.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if you go out drinking and have a lot of food, if it's $200, that's $40 you're dropping on a tip.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money. And if you can't afford it, then don't.
Maybe you shouldn't be going to $200 places.
Especially if they're busting their ass. But the thing you also have to keep in mind is that luckily in Washington State, we're pretty awesome when it comes to our minimum wage. But other places, when it comes to restaurants,
mm-hmm.
in other states and cities, you only get like $2 or $3 an hour.
Yeah, you live off your tips.
And you live off your tips, which I think is complete and total BS.
Yeah, because you're still there. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's a really slow day, you're still working, whether you're still just there, whether you're cleaning, so, whether you're doing this, that, or the other. Like,
I feel like those rules need to get abolished. But
for real.
How much should I tip at a buffet restaurant?
Ooh.
Do you tip? I feel like I do when I go and you pay first.
You know,
like they'll give you the little credit card statement.
When I was in Vegas, they told us not to tip because it was automatically included in the one flat rate. But then if you get drinks, the drinks weren't included, like bottomless mimosas mm-hmm. and stuff. So I feel like you would tip on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because some restaurants are even implementing a policy where there's no tipping involved, but that's because they maybe raise the prices a little bit on the food, but they give their employees a livable wage. So they're paying their employees more.
That's interesting.
I feel like the people who bitch about tipping are the ones that bitch about when food prices go up. It's like, okay, but this is paying, so you don't have to tip.
I don't know if I'd like that because I feel like like the tips.
But that way, too, a lot of restaurants won't give you benefits, so you won't have insurance and stuff. And this mm-hmm. way, you'll get more money. You'll be eligible for insurance. Like, there's a whole thing they do about it. It's just that a lot of restaurants don't want to pay for that.
Yeah.
And that's how they found, by working in a restaurant, it is like a just constant change up of employees.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over the course of 3 months, you can have a whole brand new staff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 2 weeks, I was the new beef at first. And then in 2 weeks later, I was one of the older...
The
senior server.
Yeah.
Like, two other girls had been there longer than I had.
Yeah, I've definitely been there the longest at the restaurant I'm at. And, but I would not say I'm the most skilled, for sure.
But in that situation, like, if you're taking care of your employees, they're going to stick around. They're going to bust their ass for you.
Hell yeah.
So how much should you tip at a buffet restaurant? It's a little tricky because service at the buffet may not be bringing food to your table, but there's like some buffets, they will refill your beverages. At the ones I go to, you fill up your own beverage. But just for cleaning plates, I'd probably leave them a couple bucks.
I honestly would have never thought about leaving them anything, to be honest.
It says a good rule of thumb is to tip at least $1 per person at your table. So if there's four of you, $4. Or if you're looking for a strict percentage, maybe 5 to 10% of what it costs you.
Hmm.
So should you tip fast food restaurants? There's restaurants where your food is prepared and you grab it while you're still at the counter or at the drive-thru. There is no hard rule on tipping etiquette at these types of casual joints, but leaving a dollar or two in the tip jar would never hurt. So if there's a tip jar, maybe a dollar or two.
Yeah, that's like Starbucks for me. Mm-hmm. Like I always try to tip if I have cash on me.
Same. But sometimes I don't. So I'm like, eh, sorry.
Well, and then I didn't know you could on the app. I'm just realizing that.
I haven't been able to.
If you have a Starbucks app, you can tip on that.
Should I tip for carry out? Yes. Especially if you have a big, big order. Because in some restaurants, usually most, the person who takes care of the takeout is the hostess. Mm-hmm. At least in like some of the restaurants I work. She's in charge or he's in charge of getting your food together, putting all your silverware, any sauces that you may want, packing it all up, tying it a nice bow and sending it off on your way.
Yeah.
So they don't typically get tipped. Some restaurants will. Like at the restaurant I worked at, I would tip a certain percentage of my sales to the hostess.
Yeah.
But some don't do that. So they're just kind of getting, they only get the tips they get from to-goes.
And for me, I give more of that to the kitchen for sure. Mm-hmm. Like if we have this huge takeout order of like 40 pizzas or something and they tip me on that, like a huge chunk of that is all going to go to the kitchen.
Because and that's just how your restaurant does it. Like our kitchen staff, like they had their set amount. They got paid, so they didn't need to get tipped. So that was nice.
Oh, they don't get tipped out?
At least the restaurant I used to work at because they had decent salaries.
Oh. I mean, but the kitchen gets paid more than us. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, they should because they've been training for longer. And that's an actual crazy ass job. But they say tip around 10% when picking up or carrying out from a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I do too.
So like a dollar or two for like a $10 to $20 order. Should I tip the grocery store bagger? So a lot of grocery stores will ask you not to tip these people if they carry out your groceries or anything like that. Some will even flat out tell their employees to refuse tips, so you don't want to get them in trouble. But if a person is kind enough to carry your bags out of the car, it wouldn't hurt to stick a dollar bill in their hand. And since hopefully you just save money at the grocery store anyway, you can afford to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if...
I feel like it's a really, like little town kind of feel. Yeah, I mean, you know, tipping the bagger.
The only time I've ever seen like a bagger go drop off food that wasn't like an app delivery kind of a thing was like a little old lady who needed help.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, take a dollar from a little old lady. Should I tip for grocery delivery? So these days it's kind of hard to know what the proper tipping etiquette is for people doing new things like this. So like shopping for bringing groceries to your car for grocery pickup. Or like the dude from TaskRabbit who delivered a bag of groceries to your doorstep. So there's different apps that you can get stuff delivered to you in many ways. 10% tip or a couple of dollars is perfectly fine, but just be prepared that your delivery person may not be allowed to collect tips.
Yeah, it's so awkward too. And you're like, here, and they're like, oh, I can. And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. But that's weird because like I've never used any of these apps, but I've gotten like pizza delivered before.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're supposed to tip them. I feel like it's common courtesy and everybody knows that.
That's the next one. It's like, how much should I tip for a pizza delivery? Someone had to bring that piping hot, delicious pizza to your front door, and without them, you would be plagued with hunger pains and empty-handed. So be generous and give them a few dollars. Somewhere in the range of $2 to $4 is perfectly fine. But one thing to keep in mind, and this wouldn't hurt to ask when you'd order, sometimes it will have a delivery fee on your receipt.
Does that go to the delivery driver?
This is when you have to ask. Because sometimes it just goes to the company.
Well, see, and then in my mind, I'm like, it's just too much of a hassle to ask. I'll just give him $5 or something.
Or I'll just go. Because
then you
myself.
Sound like one of those people.
Be like, hey, well, like for me, I when I worked at the restaurant, we had for a while this cost of living tip or whatever kind of percentage.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So basically what it is that this is helping us pay for employees and some other stuff while keeping the prices low of food. But some people thought that was my tip. Mm-hmm. So they would leave me $0.
Yeah, which is totally effed up.
Yeah. So we eventually got rid of it and just increased the prices on food. So
yeah, because that makes, I mean, more sense to people in a sense where it's like, well, I really want my lobster tail.
Right.
I'm going to pay an extra dollar for it.
But yeah, so it gets confusing. So that's why I'm like, when people would ask me, what does this mean? I'm like, oh, this is what it is. It's not a tip, you know,
like if I
because
were
we want to give you the, we want to give you guys the option to tip how little or as much as you would like.
But like for me, like I wouldn't have asked that because for me, that's like a really weird question. Like, does this go to you or not? I just be like, no, you,
that's just like,
if
oh,
you're like a
mean?
Good server, like I'm going to.
It had a weird tile name. So that's why it was a little confusing. So that's if it was just like, you know, something else, tip or tax. It didn't say tip. It's a tax. Which
yeah.
I think that's why they would ask. Should I tip my barista? I think so.
Yeah. $1 a drink?
I think so. And it's like, even it says you should tip something, even if it's just breaking your, like if you had a five, if you paid $4.50 for your coffee and you only have the 50 cents, like at least, even that, just yeah. if that something at all.
Like you can keep the change.
Should I tip my bartender? $1 or $2 per drink is perfectly fine. Tipping etiquette. I always feel kind of guilty because I always do that. I'm like, oh, I got, you know, three drinks. That's, you know, $3. But then if it's like expensive drinks, like in Seattle, uh-huh. they're $8 to $10 a piece. And it's like, well, I feel bad not tipping the regular.
That is a good point. If it's like $9 a drink and then your tab is what, like $27 for yeah. three drinks.
And it's
then...
like, okay, I would normally tip, you know, $6 on a $30 tab yeah. for a restaurant. So I get a little.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
I think it must be easier just to go like tip $1, like just pay cash.
At a yeah. restaurant, or well, like at a bar also, and you feel better. If it's like a complicated drink, give a little more.
Yeah, a lot of,
like if I'm doing a rum and diet or if I'm making you like a Long Island, like it's tip
simple.
More.
Yeah. yeah, like a vodka soda is super simple. If you're asking for a mojito, that's a bitch.
That takes work. Yeah.
tipping at hotels. Do you ever tip at a hotel?
I do with the if the bellhop, uh-huh. just slide them a fiver or something. And yeah. then I do usually like right as I leave.
Yeah.
I'll leave some money for the housekeepers, especially if the room's a mess.
Yes. I try not to forget, but sometimes I have. But like I did last time, I think I stayed at a hotel. I remember to do so, but I always leave. How much do you leave?
For like hotel parties, like with my birthday and it's an S show, but I try to clean up as much as possible, at least $20.
Okay. So how much should I tip hotel housekeeping? So some people don't even realize that they need to do that, but a f up.
Whoa.
I almost said I meant to say couple bucks.
Yeah, I would at least leave like a five. Well, I would do like five a day. Like, yeah. you know, and then if you were there for a week, how much? $35 or something.
And it says a few bucks on the bedside table goes a long way. We had this conversation on the morning show like, hey, where are you supposed to put the money? Because they might think you forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
I always put a little note that says thank you.
Yeah.
They always have that little notepad on the desk. So I always do thank you and I put the dollar, like the money there.
Yeah, that's smart. So then they can actually take it. And plus, and then if your hotel is a disaster, but there's money there, the housekeepers are most likely not going to say anything.
Yeah. How much should I tip a valet? If you choose to valet instead of parking your own car, you should tip a few bucks when you pick up your car. Don't go crazy. About $2 to $5 is appreciated.
I ain't that fancy.
It's like, it says, have you seen how fast those guys run? Should you tip yeah, the concierge? True. I never use them, so I've never had to think about this. It's like, if the concierge has secured impossible to find tickets to a Broadway show, and then, yes, slip them a $10 or $20 for going above and beyond their connection. So,
oh, I didn't know they could accept that.
Well, I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, right.
I thought they were just like, here are the tickets I'm trying to sell. Like, I need to sell these tickets. It wasn't like, oh, I'm here to help.
Mm.
If they just give you directions to the nearest coffee shop and walking distance, you don't need to tip them. Okay, tipping at salons and spas.
Ooh, yes.
So, how much should I tip my manicurist?
Oh, yes, I need to know this.
So, when it comes to your nails, it's just like getting your hair done. Tip the standard 15 to 20% and you can't go wrong. When it comes to your hair and barber, tip anywhere in the ballpark between 15 and 20% is standard, depending on their profession and the service you receive. So,
yeah. So, like, if my manicure was, like, $35, how much is that?
So, 20%. So, this is how I do my percentage when I'm at a restaurant. So, 20% of 10 is $2. So, 10, 20, 30, that's 60. And you said how much? 30?
35.
So, probably about $7, $8.
Okay, that's kind of what I've been doing.
Seven, yeah.
But I've also felt like I've been very generous.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just not generous, and that's normal.
Yeah. So, yeah, 15 to 20 bucks for your hair and manicures. So how much should I tip my tattoo artist? Which I never know because sometimes I get, like, I've gone to a couple different tattoo artists recently or within the last year or two.
Yeah.
Because I've worked at a tattoo shop and then I've had this tattoo artist I've had for like almost 10 years.
Dang.
He's done most of my tattoos. So he'll just give me like a friend rate sometimes. He's like, I don't know, just pay me whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how much.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you get a discount, you want to pay for the whole amount, like, or tip for the whole amount, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say like it's just
a
like
a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah. Like if you go to you get a coupon for a restaurant, you're like, cool, my food only came out to $2, but you know, it was worth $20, whatever.
Yeah.
You should still tip on the $20.
Totally.
Don't tip a dollar or 20 cents or whatever. So same, like, that's why I have troubles figuring it out. But it does say, if someone draws something permanently on your body, hopefully you like the service enough to leave a tip. And the simplest answer is yes. A good tattoo artist absolutely deserves a 15 to 20% tip.
Yeah.
So that's another part. Like, tattoos are expensive. Always expect for a tip. I always like add a bunch more just in my head.
Yeah, I would always forget about that. But then I'd be there and be like, oh yeah, you guys accept tips.
Tipping drivers. How much should I tip a cab driver? So we all know to tip the cab driver, you know, he gets us to our destination. If it was no problems or anything, 10 to 15%. Add an extra dollar or two if they helped you unload any luggage. How much should I tip a Lyft or Uber? Yeah, you can easily do it on your app. Since you can rate your driver, most of them go out of their way to win you over with perks like snacks, drinks, or phone chargers. And both companies say you're under no obligation to tip, we think the same rules as cab drivers apply. So 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
And then I'll kind of go through these other ones pretty quick. Flower delivery. Yeah, it's nice. But if you're getting a gift, you don't have to tip them.
Okay.
Like if someone's delivering it to you, like your boyfriend sent it to you.
You wouldn't have
to be the one tipping them.
But what if like...
them. Like,
okay,
if he was able to tip them beforehand, then he would be the one having to tip them. Professional movers, if they did an excellent job, you know, moving all your stuff, they deserve a tip. But every situation is different, so use your own discretion. Because if it was them going the extra mile, like not only bringing in your furniture, but helping you set it up, but also depends on their company if they allow it.
Exactly.
Same with cable and satellite installers. A lot of times... they're not allowed to accept tips because my dad works at Comcast and he's not allowed to accept tips.
Yeah, I feel like those big companies wouldn't allow it.
But one of the things that he really appreciates, though, if it's a super hot day out or something, if you have like a bottle of cold water in the fridge,
yeah,
just throw one at them.
Yeah.
And that's what my dad does whenever we've had people come work stuff at the house. He's like, oh, here, let me get you a soda. Let me get you a water. You know, let me like.
I offered the movers one time in California some shots.
I'm sure.
I don't remember if they took one with me or not, actually, now that I think about it.
It's funny.
I can, like, picture in my mind us all taking a shot, but then I don't remember if I was just the one with the alcohol. They, like, just had soda or something.
But they, I totally blanked it. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's gone forever.
It's probably gone forever. Oh, my dad, when he, what he would do with our mail person, when it was super hot out, he would put two bottles of, like, ice, like, he'll freeze two bottles of water. And then put them in the mailbox.
That's
so
cute.
That when it got to later in the day, they were melted, but still cold.
Yeah.
And so, like, when their mail person left, she wrote a little note, like, thank you so much.
Aww.
How much should we tip a wedding officiant? $50 to $100. They're the ones that are marrying you. Should it
tip? What? Really?
Mm-hmm. Ask Rev.
Wow.
Unless it's at the courthouse, I don't think you have to do that one. Should I tip my contractor? That's the person kind of figuring out and building your house and stuff. No, you're already paying them. Should I tip my babysitter? It's like, well, if you had set an agreed price and she went above and beyond, like cleaned your house, did the dishes or something, sure, throw them a couple extra bucks.
Or if it's like Christmas or something, it's a bonus.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, you usually have like a preset amount. So.
And it's usually like cash or like a check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or nowadays, Venmo.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I'm curious if you guys agree with these rules. Do you disagree? When have you tipped less? Like, how bad was the service that you just said, I'm not tipping for this?
Or is there something that wasn't on this list that you for sure think you should tip?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I'm really curious.
How much do you tip strippers?
I always tip them a dollar a dance unless they're doing something really impressive. Then I'm like, take my money. I just
I'm
like
make fistfuls. It rain. Like, all the $20 bills. Just kidding. Let's get real.
Well, till next time, guys. See ya.
Bye.